You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
So you get married, you go back to New York.
I go to New York.
You finish school.
I go to school, yeah. And then I get out of school and essentially, until I get my shit together and get into recovery, my career doesn't do much. And then
did Neil help you get into recovery? And was he a druggy drug?
He did not. You know what? Here's how it happened. I kissed a girl, and the next day I went to my first meeting. In my case,
how long are you married to Neil?
We're 5 years.
Okay, and how do you get the kiss?
I start to do a show at the Vineyard Theater that is all these women. And I develop a crush on one of them.
What's her name?
I'm not gonna do that. It's the first girl I've met that actually has feelings for other women.
Right.
And when I found that out, I was like a goner. My ability to process feelings in a good way is not, you know, it's still not there. I'm still not sober.
Who kissed who? What the fuck?
She kissed me finally.
Where are you? Is it backstage?
No, after that.
Right. Yeah. And then you go, Oh my God, I enjoyed that more than I do.
I'm in trouble.
Enjoying it with Neil Wilson.
What if he hears this? He won't hear it.
No, he's not going to listen.
Okay, good.
All right. So, You're freaked out that you enjoy the kiss.
Yes, and then anyway, so I'm gonna try to truncate this a little bit. So
yeah, because we got to get to you know what.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Okay.
I decide that I'm going to leave my husband.
That was an inner burp. Sorry,
and that's what I do.
Okay,
that was an outer one.
So you go and say, and you tell him why.
Yes,
and he says,
he thinks it's a phase. And
that's my favorite. And it's a phase. Yeah, because you know what? Straight people go through phases too. It's so stupid.
It's a phase.
No, this is the phase. This is the phase I'm in right now. That's the phase. Okay, go ahead.
And
happy Pride.
Yeah, and so it wasn't easy. It was really difficult.
Oh, it's horrible.
I was getting sober at the same time, so I really did feel. I mean, it was like my life completely imploded.
Right.
But I was 29 years old. You know what happens when you're 29? It's your Saturn return. And everything that happens, I don't know a single person. What happened to you when you were 29?
Oh, I got my first. I was on Roseanne.
Ah,
that was my first time ever on booking.
Get out.
I did a thing on Roseanne. Yeah, because my father died in 90. And that night, and I was 27 when he died. I was 28.
It's a year from 28 to 29 is your Saturn return. So it's something you.
Oh, I was 28.
Yeah. Time period. So.
Wow.
I've been bad on the
mic. Have another one of those years? Yes, because I can't take it.
What's 29 and 29?
Is 58.
Math. Is that okay?
Oh, good. I'm not there yet. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be another good one.
How do you know?
Because I just know.
Okay. So go ahead. So, all right. So you get divorced. I got to get to. I'm sorry, everyone. We have to get to you know what. Okay. Okay. So you're 29, blah, 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 blah. So then do you get sober?
I do get sober.
And then what happens?
Then I
start booking.
I start showing up for myself and my life. Yeah.
Right.
I start showing up.
And where do you move to?
I'm still in Manhattan. I'm always in Manhattan.
I know, but what part?
I moved to a war. Washington Heights, of course.
Oh, nice. Washington Heights. Okay.
I spent some time on Pinehurst Avenue.
Yeah.
That's right. I spent some time on Bennett. That's down below. Who is this person?
And you're auditioning. Your first...
My first big thing, my first big television role is that JonBenet Ramsey miniseries that I did. And I think that's, I had already done the Kennedys of Massachusetts right. where I played the
I can actually see the poster for that okay. in my head. Okay.
But that was when I was still drinking, which is why right. I looked so retarded.
Okay.
Anyway, I did this miniseries that was based on the JonBenet Ramsey killing called Perfect Murder, Perfect
Yes,
Town.
Yes, yes.
Right, and I played the lesbian detective that find her, find,
fucking
finds
great.
Her, that they blame the whole
right,
investigation
right, right,
on
right,
the
right,
dyke.
Right, right, right.
And the dyke did it wrong. Yeah. So that was my first big thing.
Now, doing that movie... Did you find out any information about the case, the real case?
Yeah, a little bit. But the guy that wrote the book, you know, who directed the show, the miniseries as well, had all sorts of inside information that it wasn't interesting enough for me to repeat to you. The Santa thing was there. That was the main outsider for theory. I don't know if you know there was an outsider theory. Either the parents or the Santa were pretty much the theories.
Who was the Santa?
The Santa was this random guy that played Santa in the...
mall?
In the area every right. single year. And there were like...
Do you think did it?
I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
Who killed
you? I don't know because
such a fucking sick fuck case. It was so sick.
It was so
sick. And the brother and the father.
All of them. And it was so weird. I can't. Their behavior was so strange.
Right, right.
That I don't know how to not implicate them somehow. But
I
don't think that they killed. I don't think he raped and killed her. I really don't think he did.
Right.
So I don't know.
How does that happen in your house? Like,
and how does it happen in your basement room?
Right.
And you don't know that she. It's so many weird things.
Okay, so you do that. Okay,
do that.
Then next job.
Then next job is a string of little like my Law and Orders and my
right, yeah.
and my Ed.
Right.
You know the one. This was
oh,
back
I
when
did
there
Ed.
Were right. Well, there
yeah.
were only like four shows,
right,
three
right.
shows shooting here,
right,
and you
right, right.
did them all. And then I got The Wire.
Yeah,
and that was the.
And The Wire's interesting because you were in a good head. And you went in an audition, like
That's
a regular
right.
audition. It
That's
wasn't
right.
even like, you know, oh my God.
Yeah, no.
And you, I heard you say that it was, you know, The Sopranos was on. You're like, oh, please, this is.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Sure I'm going to get the one of two
right.
women
on
an HBO
yeah.
show, who actually is maybe a potential love interest.
And also,
oh, yeah,
you weren't a, it was supposed to be a series regular. You were just a.
That is true. I was supposed
recurring.
To be. Yeah, I just lucked out on
right.
that one, although, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
How old were you at that point?
I don't know. I really don't. I think I'm in my late 30s.
Okay. But
so,
I mean, that's fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was.
Do you still live off the money from that?
Oh, no. Jesus God.
Because it's cable.
I made no money on that
show. I know.
Show.
It's fucking horrible.
It was just.
It's like you have to do this for your career, but you're never going to make any, you know, you're going to make.
Sure.
Whatever.
Well, that was back in the. I mean, it's. I don't. They were just.
Right.
They did good negotiating. It was also, you know, a large cast. So,
right, right.
And if you didn't have a previous quote, they didn't care. So,
yeah, right.
No, I didn't make money on The Wire.
Right.
I still don't make money on The Wire.
Right, I know. It's horrible.
But other things, you know, and I get to say I was part of the, you know, one of the greatest television shows ever made.
Okay, you do Wire.
Uh-huh.
And then do you do Broadway? Like, what is...
I do The Wire. I can't remember if I did a couple Broadway shows before The Wire, which was Six Degrees of Separation. And
oh, yeah,
and
that's
a
right.
a really bad one with Hal Linden called The Gathering.
Hal Linden. Where'd you do Six Degrees?
On the Broadway. I replaced.
Which theater?
Lincoln Center.
Yes, I saw that.
Ah.
I saw that. Yes, I knew I saw you there.
All right, then.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And then you do, you play Wanda. In
the Elizabeth
Smart movie.
That was freaking
okay,
fun.
So here, okay. So
okay.
I have questions.
Oh,
you're
I have answers.
Elizabeth Smart, and she shows up on the.
She freaking shows up on the set where we're doing her main. Like she's tied to a line. She's like strapped to a tree and with an anklet around her foot on a thing like you'd put a dog on, and she is on it, in that clearing in the
right.
middle of Vancouver, like trying to get. Oh, well, the bucket wasn't there. It was over there. And
she's talking like that?
Yes. And then at one point, the one day that she actually came to the set was really hard stuff for, you know, it was emotional stuff. It wasn't like, you know. Naked.
And you played the crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, oh, by the way, I just missed a bell. Rhonda Perlman.
Ah.
Okay.
Ding.
You played a Jew on The Wire. Rhonda Perlman. Rhonda Perlman. Okay, so go ahead. All right, so she's there the day you're doing there. This torture scene.
She was so freaked out when she saw me in costume that she literally, like, just turned it around. I mean, I think this, first of all, she's an extraordinary woman.
Oh,
she,
of course. You know,
forget it. Just forget it. I don't know how you find that kind of strength, except she has incredible faith,
right,
and she
right.
has incredible beliefs. And she came to the set after hearing us rehearse a really emotional scene, because the director said, do you, what about this or that? And I said, why don't we just ask the source? And everybody, like, stopped. I was like, or is that not allowed?
Right.
She's like, I don't know. I guess we could
right.
ask her. So she came onto the set. She's like, you guys really want to hear?
Right.
And we're like,
yeah.
Yes. She's like, well, Skeet, who was playing, what's his name? I can't even remember his name now. I've blocked it out of his mind. Well,
okay,
he's playing the guy. Wow. Grandma. That is such a senior moment.
Oh,
thank
please,
you for that.
I can't.
Jesus Christ. So she says he wasn't really out and about like that. He was laying across the tent. She points at the tent. So he lays across the tent. She said, no, not like that. Like this, kind of sideways. And she places him. She's like, and the bucket wasn't here. It was over here. It didn't really look like this in real life. It was actually a beautiful view. And I would sit on this bucket and face away. So I didn't have to look at them. And then she would read the Book of Mormon, or she would read whatever she was reading. And then she'd look at me and go, you're okay. She'd go back to where she was.
Oh, my God, of course.
It was freaky.
Wait, okay, so I need the same question with the Jean Bonnet. Like, how the fuck did that happen? First of all, the thing is, the parents called the Mormon elders before they called the police.
I didn't.
That is not good.
Well, it was a strange situation, and I'm not going to question right. how the family operated within their right. religion. That's their right. prerogative. But
I'm in this, you know, there's a lot of religions. There are a lot. The ones that are thousands of years old. Okay, I get it. They've endured. These new ones. I can't.
I Go. Can't either, and I don't.
Okay.
But she had never... They made this really
yeah.
bad TV movie. Not that... they made one that she did not have any control over, any right. say over, that told her story. It was a CBS movie that Dylan Baker played right. Ed Smart, and they pretty much just did an accounting of everything people had read in the papers. Elizabeth Smart has never even watched that because she was
right.
so... angry
right.
that they made it without her consent.
Right, of course.
So this was really even though it was Lifetime, and you know, a lot of us love Lifetime movies, but they're not necessarily known for being particularly good. They are Lifetime movies.
Oh my God, guess who's on the phone? The head of Lifetime. Hello.
Right. Hello. Yes. Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
No, but in the past couple of years there's been a sea change at Lifetime, and they've really started doing original programming that is not your typical Lifetime fare. It's actually cutting edge and kind of good. And
right.
I'm very proud of what
yes,
Lifetime
yes.
turned out with that movie. They managed to make a family film that shows horrific things
right.
that really made Elizabeth feel like she finally got to tell her
and
story.
And closure.
Because she speaks all over
yeah,
the
I know.
World. She's very, you know, very popular speaker, and she always has people come up and go, why didn't you just freaking leave? You know, in a very accusatory way. Well,
right.
if you're a 14-year-old Mormon pulled out of the bed in the middle of the night and then raped 3 times a day, every day for 9 months, you might not be thinking so clearly yourself. He terrified her. He had her knowing.
He should be hung by his dick.
He certainly should be. Every member of her family would be murdered if she tried to get away.
Right.
You know, I get it.
I don't know how she functions.
I don't know how she functions either.
Now,
speaking of compartmentalization.
Yeah. Did you meet anyone else in the family?
I've met her mother.
Right. Nice.
Very nice.
Lovely. Yes.
I've spoken to Ed Smart. I even remember his name.
Right, Ed.
He I've never met him in person, but they're lovely. I've met her husband.
Wow.
And her kids.
Right. How do you fucking have a relation? It's amazing.
Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Okay, I'm going to say the word.
Okay.
And you're going to tell the story.
Oh, no. Okay. Is coma. This a thing?
Coma.
Coma? What does that mean?
No coma?
No coma.
Okay. Okay, so Elizabeth Smart.
I do have a coma story, but you should have said the word seizure.
Oh, sorry. Seizure. Bad info. Okay, tell me.
In 2009.
Ugh.
I know, you're trying to get me through chronologically. It's just not working.
No, I'm not. I'm just mad that it was told me. Yeah, go ahead. So
in 2009, I start waking up in hospitals all over Los Angeles. Did somebody tell you about that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And lo and behold, I lost my ability to walk.
Right.
And talk.
Right.
And I was kind of a vegetable.
Right.
Plus maybe the coma reference. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's like I'm a little annoyed that it was a seizure.
I wasn't in a coma. I was in a place that was coma-like.
Okay. So what happens,
okay, you wake up in the hospital and somebody's going...
How'd you get to the hospital?
I have no memory of that.
Did anyone tell you?
Yes, it was the EMTs.
What did they say? I found you blank. Where?
Lying on your floor in the living room. My friend had come over to pick me up. I didn't answer the door, so looking through the window, saw me on the floor having... And then called 911.
She acted out the seizure.
Oh, yeah, did seizure
okay,
movements.
Okay, so you go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, there's Jews in the hospital. Yeah.
Anyway, and they essentially...
Which hospital?
Send me... Well, the first... I woke up in emergency rooms 7 times. So this was the first time. I think it was Sherman Oaks Hospital.
Okay, but you left. You had the seizure.
After
they diagnose you with epilepsy or anything?
No.
Or?
But by the third visit, they thought I had something called psychogenic seizures.
Okay.
Okay. Which essentially means it's all in your head, sweetie.
Oh, they do that with women all the time.
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
Right.
They also, every time I went in, they thought I was in withdrawal from drugs or alcohol or something.
Right.
The relapse in my sobriety begins now during the seizure time. Because it's a long story, but I will tell you briefly. The doctor that I came to staring at said, everything's okay. I just want you to name as many animals as you can in 1 minute. Go. And all I could think of was bird.
Okay.
And elephant.
Right.
And then, okay. And then I got upset. I'm like, why can't I think of anything?
Right.
And he's like, no, it's okay. It was a dumb question. Let's try a different question. Well, I want you to, in 1 minute, I want you to name as many countries as you can. And I could name China.
China, yeah.
And that's when I was like, this is weird and something's wrong with me.
Right.
Cut to essentially a year later, and I dig myself out. And another year later, I get sober again because things were a little weird. But you know what? It's my journey and my battle with addiction and alcohol and...
But you were essentially...
A vegetable.
For how long?
For 2 or 3 months of solid vegetableness.
Okay, so for two or three months, right? You're in a bed,
spasming, seizuring,
and you can't talk.
And I can't talk.
And you can't
walk.
Walk.
And I go somewhere.
And you're laying in a bed.
Yes. And I'm spasming.
And you're aware.
And I'm aware that I'm laying in a bed.
But you can't move your limbs.
I can move my limbs. I'm moving them on purpose to try to get this electricity out of me.
Right. Okay.
Because the shocks are going all through my body. It's like.
But you can't walk.
From my brain.
Yeah. Okay.
I can walk. But I fall over. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't have good balance.
You have control over your body.
I don't have good balance. Yeah,
okay, can you talk?
Sort of. I can talk, but it takes...
Gotcha.
Like that. It's the brain is fried. The brain has to reset itself.
Okay.
And that's what that time in bed was. And then I went home and had a knee surgery because during that time I fell off my roof in my house in Sherman Oaks. Okay, wait for it. So then I have the knee surgery, which is a good cover for the business.
Right.
Because I have gotten carried out of one audition having a little episode.
No way.
Yeah. And it was a good, it was like for Jennifer Saul. I don't know who it was, for a big person. And then we thought, okay, she's fallen off the roof. She needs knee surgery. Let's send her home to Elkhart for knee surgery. So that's what I did.
And
4 months later, I got a call that Bones wanted me back for The Gravedigger to go on trial. But go on trial.
Right.
And it was my second or third episode of that. It was a popular character. And I was walking on a cane. I said, can they take me with a cane? And they were like, well, let's see. And I was like, how much could there be? You know,
right.
You know. And so I took the job. And my mom was like, what? And I was like, I think I can do it. And I get the script. And it's like 40 pages of me. I'm like trying myself and defending myself. And it's this episode where the gravedigger goes on trial defends herself.
Right.
Anyway, if you ever see that episode, I look like I'm like, my face is like 30 pounds heavier.
Go look at it.
And, but I managed to get through that. And when I got through that, I was like, okay, I can do this. Ever since then, I've memorized lines differently. I have this program called Rehearsal Pro.
I have Rehearsal Pro. I use that all the time.
David
did
Lawrence.
Did you get the email yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Well done, David. David is very nice.
He, first of all, really good
it's
business
a great,
owner.
Yes. Yes, a very good business owner. Yeah. And it's a great app.
It is, Rehearsal Pro.
So I have to do all of my line learning on Rehearsal Pro now.
Right.
It's audio, auditory, I guess.
Right.
And I'm not as good at memorizing off the page. I literally can't. It's useless to me.
I think
that's since my seizures, and it's probably
it's an age thing too. I mean, it's a horrible thing that you were having the seizures.
It is,
and you couldn't
but you
talk.
Know what? But here's the thing:
do you use it? I mean, like,
and this is a good time to bring this up. I wrote a play.
Right, I have that on my
Bird, head. Elephant, China. It is called, oddly enough. It was a way to try to just sort out the experience, because what I didn't tell you is when I was laying in bed spasming all the time, I had incredible visitations from a certain kind of Lakota shaman.
Wow.
And they were repeated several times.
Right.
And, you know, visitations, hallucinations, whatever you want to call them. And that's what I talk about, what the Indians told me when I was in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I tried to write a play about this experience, and I made up a language for the play.
Right.
I'm not a playwright. I'm a terrible playwright. Awful. Don't know what I'm doing. But I wanted to make sure this language that I was writing was okay. So I said to my friend who had taken care of me all during that time, because my ex ran off and married Melissa Etheridge. That's a whole other story.
No way.
Anyway, yeah. The one who I was with during that time. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Anyway, but we won't talk about that.
Oh, now. I know her.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a delightful pathological liar.
But I don't
said that
understand
out loud, didn't I? Pathological sociopath.
I don't understand these lesbians who are mental. Like, they're really, you know, okay.
Anyway, so.
Oh, don't forget to write to me about how I said lesbians are mental.
Oh,
please.
Yeah, okay, yeah, please do.
Hate mail. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so then you get Bones.
Then I get Bones. Then she leaves. Bye.
Right.
So I was writing this play. It was terrible, but I made up this language.
I made
up a language, and I said to my friend who had taken care of me that whole time, I just wrote this language. Did what I sounded like read anything like this because I just made it up.
Right.
And she just stopped me cold and she went, oh, it was not gibberish. I was like, oh, okay, what was it? She goes, it sounded like a Native American language.
No way!
Way. So I went back and looked at this language I had created, and I had all these Lakota Sioux words in it by accident.
Wow, that is cray-cray.
So that's how I know that it was Lakota Sioux that I was dreaming about or hallucinating or having visitations.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
So now you are in, FYI, a relationship.
Yes.
For how long?
5, 6 years.
And how's that going?
Oh, it's fine, I guess, for today. Just for today. We go. It's good. It's good. I'm kidding.
Hard.
Don't be disturbed.
People don't understand.
It's
like,
hard.
Two women. It's so fucking annoying. You know, I can't take it. Like with Elisa, the constant like process. Let's talk about it. I know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm done.
Oh my God. What can I just say?
Fucking talking about it.
I am so sick of talking about things, but I have to say, I do, you know, I close up like a freaking fly trap. So it's good that I am drawn out sometimes, but it's hard, you know, and if you're a parent, it's hard for anyone in a relationship to deal with their, you know, partner's parents passing. It's just a hard time anyway.
And I'm very sorry about
your
mom.
I appreciate that. But
you have a dog.
Mr. Pickles, I'm going to La Jolla for a couple of months. You know,
and you're going to take Mr. Pickles. And is Kate going
to
come with you? Kate's the lover.
Kate's going to come in July.
Oh, that's good. See, the separation is good.
Yeah, but you know, I've gone all year because it's taken my. I did a series. It's going to be out on Netflix.
What's
next
it called?
Month. Or the month after?
Yeah.
No, September or October.
Yeah,
that's not next month.
What's it called?
It's called Raising Dion, and I play a superhero.
That's awesome.
I play like I can shoot lightning.
Wow.
That, like that.
And
so
that's good you had those seizures.
Fun.
Because
yeah,
you know
because
how to,
I yes, knew. Yes. That's right. With the electricity. So I got to like be on cranes and windstorms.
Awesome.
And Michael Jordan produced it. So it's like, ow.
I know. I just hit my elbow. It's a klutz.
That handsome boy that was on The Wire is now a big movie star. And so he hired me. Anyway.
It's amazing. Okay. So we ask our, you know, we. I don't even know who we is.
Just the right. royal way. The
I ask.
Way.
We ask our. I could do like what Trump does when he talks about himself in third person.
they have it out for Judy Gold.
They have it out for Trump. Judy Gold, whatever. So we ask, these are the two questions.
Have you ever had anyone do a spit take in the mic?
No. But you okay. could.
Because I came close.
All right.
And I didn't know if it would survive that.
Are you on, we're very pro mental health here.
Yes.
Are you on any antidepressants?
I am not. However.
Have you been?
I have been during the seizure time.
Right.
And I was on so many different medications during that time that I took myself off all of them. However, now I am on one medication that was supposed to be for my arthritis and now works as an antidepressant.
What is it?
Cymbalta.
Cymbalta, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the Cymbalta because I have arthritis as well.
That's right. And they find that it helps.
Because it is a pain reliever, but it didn't work for me, and I had diarrhea.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah, I had the diarrhea, so I don't take the Cymbalta.
Side effects may include diarrhea, vomiting, children of five heads, and
okay, so... So you take the Cymbalta.
I take the Cymbalta and then
anything else?
You know what it is, Judy? This is the thing. My tell me how much time we have left, because I gotta make this.
We have like 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I have to ask you another question.
The perfect storm that was my seizures that I wrote the play about was also my sobriety going off the deep end. I fell madly in love with someone else. I was with the Melissa Etheridge wife. It was a whole other thing. Menopause. So during that time, every hormone that supports every system in the female body was doing a mass exodus.
Right.
And I found a woman in LA that, and there's another one here, you've got to find the right menopause person because
right.
The men were, and the women were throwing that horse hormone at me.
Right.
I got on plant-based bioidenticals and a whole and support thing that's just pretty much things you can buy off of Amazon. It's like right. DHEA and adrenal stuff right. and vitamins, whatever, the vitamin D yeah. thing, whatever. But it was my hormones going completely off the beam.
I'm telling you.
And I think they contributed to my seizures, my mental breakdown.
I had a breakdown. I think it's hormones too.
I went to Dr. Prudence Hall in LA, who is like the Suzanne Summers doctor. Uh-huh. She was like, oh my God, we're going to fix you right up. She said, you know, and if this happened to men, there would be one on every corner.
I know.
You know, I pay hundreds of dollars a month for these hormones that insurance won't cover, but they cover Viagra.
I know. I can't fucking.
But anyway, women, if you are going crazy and you are anywhere from 45 to 55 and you haven't been to a good hormone doctor, find one.
Because
don't just go
when
to
I
anyone.
Was pregnant, and I've said this before, I was in euphoria. For my whole pregnancy and during breastfeeding, hormones. And then I went back into my depression.
Okay. And it's hormones, and everything is all hormones. You've got to find the right doctor. Go to my website.
What is it?
I will give you. There's Dr. Prudence Hall in LA, and there's one here, but I don't have her information memorized here because I'm an
okay.
asshole.
Okay. So here's,
but it's
you know,
important
yes,
because
very.
That's how we do our sanity.
Yes.
And yeah.
All right, you have to get to this.
Shut up,
Dee Dee. Shut the fuck up. What? It's called Kill Me Now, our podcast. Mm-hmm. What pisses you off more than anything? What makes you fucking crazy? Like fuck.
It's too easy an answer right now. And,
okay,
and I'm
ahead.
Sure it's
you
the same
it.
Answer that everyone
No, it
gives.
Isn't. Everyone's
it's
different.
It's not Donald Trump.
Okay, it's fine.
It's Mitch McConnell and the whole Republican Senate.
I can't.
Donald fucking Trump couldn't do a thing without them.
Right.
And they are all about Roe v. Wade.
It's all about Roe v. Wade. I know.
Keep the women. It's the war on women. And it's their fault, not his. They could have him accountable like that.
Right.
They could. That's.
They're just using
that's
him.
Who.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't even and fucking look at you right now because I can't even make, I can't even, I can't with them.
I hate that motherfucker,
it's
Mitch McConnell. And you know his penis drips. You know his penis drips, little drippies out. I fucking hate him. I hate him. He's a liar. I hate that fucking Kavanaugh. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I can't. I have a partner who's Canadian.
Leave us alone.
Exactly.
Leave us the fuck alone.
Get your fucking mind out of my box, you know?
Hate them.
My partner's Canadian, so I have.
So where are you going to move?
Toronto.
I was talking about
Toronto.
This. Yeah, I like Toronto, yeah. But it's quiet and
yeah. Well,
clean.
You know, it's a half an hour ride from here on the planes, Izzy. So you know,
yes, is.
Mr. Pickle Frog, like this. I've got to get on the plane, Izzy.
Yeah,
I've got to have my flea medication, Izzy. Hey, love. Anyway, sorry, my dog just came on your show.
I love that. Listen. You're the fucking best. Or now, where can people find you?
People can find me. I'm about to go to La Jolla Playhouse to do a play in
What's
person.
The play?
It's called The Luckiest, mm-hmm. and by Melissa Ross.
And you did work with Tom Hanks, which
I
we didn't even get to. You were in
Tom
Lucky
Hanks.
Guy, Nora Ephron's
I was,
play.
And my Tom Hanks is my Vespa buddy because I'm a Vespa whore. I love Vespas, and my Vespa's being delivered
so, like,
right
is
day
he,
to La Jolla.
Okay. Oh. Is he as perfect? It's like
He's
annoying.
More perfect.
Like, I can't. He's got to have a dead body somewhere. Something's going on.
Yeah. I don't
like,
know.
Like, I can't with him and the perfection. Like, oh, I'm a great actor.
He's not. He's just him, and he's got some awesome chops. I mean, I just saw him last summer do the Falstaff out at... I do Point a lot.
I like that.
Just lots
of Wait,
hits.
And what about Rita?
He was brilliant.
Okay, what about Rita?
They're
perfect.
No, they're not perfect. They're nice. They're really nice and they work on it hard. They're not perfect.
Yeah, and they have issues with the kids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chet's a rap star in his mind.
Whatever.
So, anyway.
All right, so where can people find you?
Oh,
you're going to be in La Jolla.
Nice. Yeah, I can be in La Jolla. And then the Netflix series will
And what about on the Twitter and the...
Oh, yeah, that stuff. At D Lovejoy. Same on Instagram.
D
Lovejoy.
Okay.
That was just
and now,
my
where'd
voice.
You get the Lovejoy name from?
My dad. Yeah, that's my dad's name.
That's good.
One, right?
And he really provided you with a lot of love and joy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Stop.
All right. Listen, you're the best. Happy Pride. It's Pride Month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pride is the parade on my
Pride.
Birthday? My birthday is June 30th, and it's always got a parade on
yes,
it.
Is yes,
it?
Wait,
it's close.
I'm looking, you motherfucker.
That's great. Well, I'll go do some San Diego Pride.
Yeah, you got it. It's World Pride. They're all coming to...
Dykes on Bikes can have me. If
yes,
they have
it
a
is. It is. It is.
It is on my birthday?
Yes, June 30th.
Yeah.
Happy Pride.
Thank you.
Gazai Gazunt. Thank you for being on the... wait, do I have anything to plug? Let me look.
Yeah, what are you going to be?
Where
am I
going to
see you?
I'm doing a lot of Pride shit. Oh, I'm going to Fire Island for the Allie Forney Center on the 8th. Where else am I going?
Fire Island.
I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I started P-Town again on the 27th and 28th. I do Thursdays and Fridays in Providence. Anyway.
I'm going to come up there in August.
Oh, okay. We're going out.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding either.
No, I'm not.
That's good.
Is Kay coming?
Yeah.
Okay. We're all going out.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yay.
Okay.
It's a plan.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
Fuck
and
you
as
all for
we
listening.
Always say, so long.
Bye-bye.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.